So we promised an evening of not just words and a film that didn't work out so well, but I think Deborah certainly made up for everything we would have seen in the film. But then we're going to have some celebratory music tonight too. And to begin with, we're going to have one of our brothers, I'm sorry, Toma Waipara. Did I say that at least close?
Yeah, very good.
One of our brothers from Aotearoa, New Zealand, a Maori brother who apparently has been here in the United States quite a while, looks like from your bio. He's going to share some of his songs with us that are part traditional, part modern, just like we as Indian people, indigenous people. Give him a round of applause, folks.
Kia ora. That's quite loud. I'm loud enough as it is. Oh, kia ora, I just want to thank Deborah for your wise words. Kind of depressing words too, to hear these ghastly things that are going on. They're going on back home in Aotearoa too. We have we've had some pretty tragic oil spills just off our east coast, and we're sort of in the midst of trying to deal with that. We're also fighting to stop oil drilling off the coast of, again, the East Cape of the North Island, probably one of the most beautiful parts of the country. Oh, I like to think so, because that's where I'm from. Aotearoa. Sort of short-term thinking government has sold the exploratory rights to a Brazilian company called Petrobras, which is in 3 years' time to begin initial explorations, but they've already sold things further around the coast as well, so it's an issue on everybody's mind. And indicative of sign of the times, I guess. So it was pretty powerful to hear your words tonight, and just really sad too, to just hear that same story, it's not a story, that same reality, echoing around the world. That said, I'm gonna play a happy song. And where you have been. Maori language, and he had a real sense of the poetry of the language, and he used to do all sorts of interesting word plays in his writing, and he's very much missed as a composer back home, and there's no one who could or who has come along yet to replace him. There's a lot of really exciting composers and writers back home who are writing in the language. But for me, Hiri Melvin will always be one of the greats. This song is called Hura Ngā Whetū, which talks about all the different constellations, about the stars, and about basically that they're a family of light. Ooh. Those people again. I won't leave it so long next time. 5 years was ridiculous. And this next song is about Pacifica. It's called Pacifica. And it really applies in a more general and broad sense as well. It's just about connecting the dots between people. Thank you. Carol. I'm just going to do one last one before, I think, before Mato come on, which personally I can't wait to sit down and watch and hear you play. It's been a while, so I'm looking forward to this. Last song is one I wrote with great love for the moon and everything that shines. I know a place where the sun begins, starts each day with a face full of good living, throws a line from the sea and reels me in, and I stay. People know what it means when the tide is in. It's the best place to learn how to sink or swim. Throw a line to my heart and reel me in. This is good living.
Thank you.